إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. عباد الله، اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, have the taqwa of Allah. Be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for whoever has taqwa of Allah will ascend and will never be debased. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, thanks to Allah, we praise Him and thank Him who has gathered us on this blessed and important day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He swears by the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah in the Qur'an, whereby He says, وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتَرِ وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسْرٍ هَلْ فِي ذَلِكَ قَسَمٌ لِذِي حِجْرٍ. Allah Most High, He says, by the fajr, the break of dawn, وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ, and the 10 nights. And the Mufassirin explained that this refers to the 10 days, the first 10 blessed days of Dhul-Hijjah. وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتَرِ, by the even and the odd. And the even here refers to the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah, the even, the day of Nahar sacrifice. And the odd refers to the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah, the day of Al-Arafah. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, it is from piety and taqwa to have respect for the awesomeness of the days of this day. It is from taqwa to show respect for the awe and importance of this great day in the sight of Allah. Allah Most High, He says, وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Whoever exalts and magnifies and respects the signs, the symbols of Allah, and from the symbols of Allah is the day of sacrifice, then this is a sign, this is from the taqwa in the heart. This is a manifestation of the taqwa, the fear and consciousness and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, what is the celebration of Eid? The celebration of Eid al-Adha is the celebration of receiving the maghfirah, the forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hujjaj, they are coming down from Arafah. They came down and passed through Muzdalifah. And then on the day of Eid, they finish, they do their tawaf al-ifadah, and then they go to Mina. So coming down from the mountain, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He forgives. Coming down from the plain of Arafah, Allah forgives all of those hujjaj. Allah ta'ala, as the Prophet said, that there is no day that Allah frees more nets from the hellfire than the day of Arafah. So we celebrate this forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala, that He has freed so many from our ummah from the hellfire. On the day of Arafah, Allah Ta'ala, He descends to the lowest heaven and He boasts to the angels, to those in the heavens, look at my servants. Look who have come to my worship. And the shaitan lowers his head in humiliation on this blessed day. My beloved brothers and sisters of Islam, the day of Eid al-Adha is a celebration of submission to Allah. It's a celebration of obedience and sacrifice and submission of our father Ibrahim alayhi salam to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah commanded Ibrahim alayhi salam to submit to him by sacrificing his beloved son Ismail. The day of Eid is a reminder of the submission of Ismail alayhi salam when he told his father, "Do what you are commanded. I accept the command of Allah." The day of Eid is a celebration and a reminder of the submission and sacrifice of our mother Hajar alayhi salam when she was left in the barren desert of Arabia without any habitation, without any water, without any civilization. But she asked Ibrahim alayhi salam, "Is this the decree of Allah?" When he said it was, she submitted. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, on this Eid, the celebration of Eid is a celebration of the Ummah itself. The Ummah itself coming together from far and distant lands, as Allah says. They come on every beast and from every faraway land, coming to this ancient house. It is a celebration of the Ummah coming to seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, when we see the great gathering of the Muslims on the Hajj, on the plain of Arafah, making the tawaf, it should be a reminder for us of the standing on the Day of Judgment, the standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a bridge will be laid across the hellfire, and people will cross that bridge in accordance to their good deeds. The more of the good deeds, the tawheed, the oneness of Allah, the faith and iman, and the obedience of Allah they had, the faster they will cross that bridge. Some will cross quickly, but those who were lingering behind in their good deeds will also slacken and linger on this, on that sirat, and some will not make it across. So, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, strive and hasten to Allah Ta'ala. Hasten to do more of good, to come to Allah Ta'ala, and so that you may be prepared and prosper on that day. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the Ummah today is faced by many fitan, many great hardships and enemies. But the only solution to these fitan and tribulations is by paying heed to the advice, the final and last words of advice of our beloved messenger to this Ummah in his Hajjatul Wada', his farewell Hajj, when he said, "I have left you with two things. If you hold fast to them, you will never go astray. The Book of Allah and my Sunnah, the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam." Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the enemies of Islam, they have said that as long as the Muslims have the Quran in their hand, we will never be able to overcome them. They have recognized that as long as Muslims hold on to the Quran, they will never be overcome. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, on this day of sacrifice, of Eid al-Adha, we are reminded of the sad reality of the division of the ranks of the Muslims. Nothing brings more sadness to the heart than seeing the Muslims divided amongst each other, split up, and this is a difficult and terrible situation. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, واعتصموا واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا. Hold on to the rope of Allah. واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا. Hold on together. Seek. واعتصموا. Seek. Save yourselves by hoping to the rope, holding to the rope of Allah together, and do not split against each other. And the final khutbah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave a beautiful word of advice that we should all pay heed today. He said, do not, O Ummah of Islam, do not turn back to the days of Jahiliyyah, each of you striking the neck of one another. Do not retrograde, do not go back to the days of Jahiliyyah when you used to strike each other's necks. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the Prophet ﷺ told us that indeed your wealth, your blood, your wealth, and your honor is sacred as the day of Nahr, the day of Eid, as sacred as the place of Mecca, as sacred as the month of Dhul Hijjah. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah Ta'ala, He says, وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمُ خَالِدًا فِيهَا. Whoever, وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمْ خَالِدًا فِيهَا. What a warning for the Ummah. Whoever kills a believer deliberately, then his repayment is the hellfire to stay therein forever. We ask Allah Ta'ala to bring the unity to the ranks of the Muslims and to give us the wise lessons of the Hajj and let us benefit by them. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وآله وصحبه وسلم. We must not forget also the words of advice of the Prophet ﷺ in his final khutbah regarding the danger of riba, when he said that indeed the riba of Jahiliyyah is cancelled out. We look today at how the economic systems of the world are shaken and the whole world is facing an economic crisis. Why don't the wise and intelligent people of the world go back to the creator of mankind? Go back to the system and the guidance that was sent with our Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Indeed, they will find the best economic principles. There is no other solution to the crisis facing the world than following the guidance of our Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we must also remember our Muslims all over the world who are suffering, who are in hardship. We should remember them in our prayers. And the true way to support them, one of the ways is by going back to the deen of Allah. By going back and obeying the commandments of Allah. As Allah Ta'ala, He says, إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهِ يَنْصُرْكُمْ. If you help Allah, He will help you. إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهِ يَنْصُرْكُمْ. And Allah says, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Do not be weak and do not be sad, for indeed you will be the uppermost if you are truly the believers. O Allah, let this day be a starting point for the change of this ummah, for our change, to go back to the deen of Allah Ta'ala, so that we may rectify our course, our trajectory, our path, and take lessons from this day so that we can guide our lives according to the Sunnah of the beloved Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that we follow, that we truly become an ummah that is the best nation sent forth to mankind, sent to all of humanity to bring them from out of the darkness to the light of Islam. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa wa rizukna tiba'a wa arina al-batila batila wa rizukna ijtinaba. Allahumma ja'al hadha al-eid eidan farhan sa'idan mubarakan وجعلنا وعد العيد علينا أعواما عديدة يا رب العالمين. نسأل الله تعالى يا ربنا أن توفقنا لما تحب وترضى وأن تنصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم جعلنا ممن يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنا. وصلى الله على سيدنا وحبيبنا وقرة عيننا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. عباد الله، اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا، وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وأقيم الصلاة.